Quaggin Radio is now on the air.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning. WPIX, August 8th, TGIF day. The time is 3:30 to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning.
This is television station WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine. Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
Hey, yo, show. I'ma just tell them like it is.
Anything you could do, I could do better. I could do better. I could do better. Anything you could do, I could do better. I could do better. Now for whatever. Your boy back again.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night. And what does that mean, Claude?
It means you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Like I flip birds. This what they bang and they drop when they hit curves. This that high they prefer when they smoke herb. I'm the shit word, that ain't hard to tell. I keep it funky, yes sir, that ain't hard to smell. Your boy doing swell, nah I'm doing great. I got more flavors than them colors on them bathing apes. I'm more dope than the coke back in 88.
You can find us online, go to spankwagon.net. Tonight, we got a lot of stuff going on. We got, well, market crashing news.
Yes.
Comic book news.
Really?
Yes, of course. Got to throw out the comic book news. We've got a lot of other stuff. I have to finally wrap up some drama. That's kind of one of my first things that I was told I have to do tonight.
Okay.
So what we'll do here in a little bit is wrap up some drama, throw everything out there, you know, and finally close up everything, you know, that's been I've been told I need to close up with a certain former syndicate because of all the drama, you know, the reason why you're here and all that.
What I was told, it wasn't even a syndicate. They don't really have anything they can syndicate on.
You know, regardless, I don't have any ground to stand on. I'm being told to do this, so we're gonna go ahead and basically, you know, make nice.
It's all about
I'm gonna
me
make
anyway.
Nice. Oh, of course, it's all. But before we go into that, again, remind everybody, spankwagon.net. Click on the classic cam and chat so you can see what's going on here in the studio. We'll get the camera rolling here in a minute. We want to see everybody who's listening live to pop into the chat room. Of course, that means all three of you. Okay, maybe four of you. So we want everybody to, you know, join us and go over some stuff. First thing, though, I need to do, and this is kind of housekeeping. I don't know. What do you want to dive into, Claude?
Oh, I don't know. There's been a lot of shit going on today. All I can say right now is, you know, the world is coming to a bad state.
How do you figure?
Trent Reznor's writing new songs.
What do you mean? I love Trent Reznor.
Trent Reznor stopped writing songs, man, because, you know, he was too happy. There's nothing sad anymore in his life.
Well,
he said.
And then he got uber addicted to, like, yeah, you know. I'm trying to think of my train of thought here. Just got totally sidetracked.
It's not a slam against Trent Reznor.
Well, what is it? It sounds like a slam against
Trent
Reznor.
No, it's not. I'm saying if shit gets bad enough, Trent Reznor is fucking,
you know. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
So in other words, when shit gets bad enough, that Trent Reznor has to start writing again.
There's a fucking problem.
Have you downloaded or either downloaded or bought his Ghost CDs?
Nah, first of all, I really don't pay for CDs anymore.
Yeah. Well, you know, he was offering them free to download for a while.
Yeah, so was Radiohead, although it wasn't really free for them. It was pick your own option
yeah.
of how much you thought it was worth. And it actually worked very well for Radiohead. Mm-hmm. They proved that if you go out on a limb, you know, kind of a long shot right there, you can actually make more money distributing an album yourself than you can through a record label.
Yep. Not only did Radiohead do that with the, what was it, In Rainbows?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's also information out, well, not information, but there's also out there, Nine Inch Nails released. Geez, it was another CD very recently that was released. There was Ghost that was released, sorta, but then there was one that was released specifically for free download,
mm-hmm.
pay if you want, sort of a deal. Then Metallica last week decided they wanted to make their stuff available online.
Sorry, Metallica, it's been online for a while.
You know, well, yeah, exactly. Not only has it been online for a while, but what do you expect? I mean, seriously?
Because Lars probably saw Radiohead and everybody else doing it, figured, dude, we could totally make a lot of money this way. Yeah, yeah, totally, totally.
Yeah, totally. Make tons of cash.
Fucking Lars. All
right. Well, you know, what do you expect?
Now all of a sudden he's like, Napster, good. Money better.
Money better. Yeah, but do you realize the backlash that they're getting? Because first off, they caused the demise of Napster, which was a fine service. But in essence, they also helped create BitTorrent.
That is very true.
You know, in the Al Gore sort of way.
Well, in an Al Gore sort of way, pretty much. Also, the other way that you can get around anything by just fucking looking up Alcatim.
Alcatim?
Yeah, if you just go to Napster and back then, oh, there's no Metallica, there's Alcatim.
Alcatim.
Yeah, you spell everything backwards. That's how they got around it. Fuck them. I'm sorry. I'm kind of old school internet guy, so I tend to believe Mr. T versus Metallica. That, yeah, they were probably kidnapped by aliens and they're frozen in a silo someplace and it's imposters that took their place, so that's why they're complete fucking dicks now.
Yeah, totally. All right, chat room's already piping up. Vert in the chat room says, shocking revelation. You can make a better profit by eliminating the gluttonous middlemen. So what we're going to do right now, you know, I need to do this maintenance. I need to do some stuff. And actually, I'm ready to move forward with this. Yeah, it's been kind of a tough one. If anybody's
How
been
so?
Paying attention, Claude, you've been awesome. You've been here for, you know, you came back last week. We had a hell of a great show.
Mm-hmm.
You're here this week. Hell of a great show. We're in the lines. But I have to wrap up some business. Now,
okay.
What's happened in the past, and anybody who's followed, and I've gotten emails and comments and things like that. Basically, we had a falling out with a syndicate. I know I haven't told you everything. You've obviously listened to the show too, so you know a little bit what's going on from other sides, but I haven't told you what's going on from my side.
I've actually, to be honest, I barely listened to the show. I really don't even download the shows that I do. Of course, you know, naturally I know that they're best ever. So.
Of course, because it's like looking in a mirror, except it's a mirror and a headset.
Oh, I'm going to be a dick here, I know, but how many people did it take to replace me?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people so far have cycled through. So, yeah. what had happened, and it was a few weeks ago, we had an altercation with a gentleman by the name of Brad Trammell. Now, Brad Trammell runs this web conglomerate syndicate radio station network, Googleplex, out of Syracuse, New York. This so-called radio syndicate.
Already, you're saying like Syracuse, New York, like upstate?
Midstate.
All I'm picturing is like the movie Buffalo 66 in my mind.
Great. Bill Murray's just going to slip on in. The thing is, I took it too far. We took it too far, and because of, you
know, it too far.
Because
you
of Murphy's
far?
Actions, because of other people on the show, I got contacted by a gentleman here who, by a guy named Tommy, who's one of the backers of LV Rocks. Not a main figure by all means, but he helped kind of introduce me and helped me bring us from Studio A, Kitchen Stadium, into a real studio.
Mm-hmm. A real studio, yeah.
Real studio.
Which makes me chuckle every time I look at this counter, which is basically
a counter.
A men's room counter, yes. With no hole sawed in it for the
You gotta love it,
basins.
Though. Hey, it works. Basically, what had happened, though, is we ruffled too many feathers. They did not like what they heard. They did not like the fact that we had yet another person that we were putting on an attack or an affront to. Well, it came down that I needed to apologize.
Really?
Yeah, I had to make a formal apology to Mr. Trammell, and I have a bunch of emails going back and forth, and then you know, from me and Tommy, because he made expectations of me. So basically, what I have here in my hand is the letter of apology. This is what I'm going to read officially as my apology to one Brad Trammell.
This is your words.
These
your,
are my these
your
are
your apology.
This is my apology. These are
to Brad Trammell.
I'm not happy about this. I'm not happy about this in the slightest. So I need to, you know, go through and do this.
Okay.
Wow. All right. First off,
you need some mood music. Shit.
You know, the problem is it really is shaking the show. It's kind of messed the show up entirely.
I should have brought some fucking Henry Mancini for this. Should have played like some Days of Our Lives kind of shit.
You know, you'd think. Basically, here's what's going on. Brad, at this point, all I want to communicate to you is my sincerest and deepest request for the absolute fucking truth. Gentlemen, would you agree?
Yeah, I think the truth would be something we'd all like to hear right about now.
Would you?
Uh-oh.
Your mic is on my board. Check your...
Switch?
Switch. Switch up. I don't know what he's on.
He's up. Just bring them all up there.
They're all up.
Uh-oh.
Okay, we'll deal with you in a second. Murphy, you're looking for it.
What's up, man?
Decaf's looking for it. Zuzu, I think your mic is up. You're looking for it.
We're all just...
You're awesome, by the way. I just got to point that out.
Why, thank you.
Yeah, Brad, all we wanted was the truth
whole time. I forgot someone. Hold on. I have another Brad on the phone.
Oh, we have another Brad?
Yeah. Westmar, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Westmar.
I want the fucking truth.
We all want the fucking truth.
Wait a minute. You mean this wasn't the truth?
Oh, no. Okay, a little bit of background. Everybody knows that there's this guy named Brad Trammell that lives out in Syracuse, New York. Mr. Trammell states that he has all these internet radio and FM and AM radio stations. However, we have no concrete proof whatsoever that he has these. So, Mr.
Now,
Trammell,
what do you mean by concrete proof? I mean, you have not bothered to research this?
Oh, of course you know I've researched this, Claude. As a matter of fact, I've researched all of his radio station call signs and frequency allocations.
Mm.
None of them have returned to Mr. Bradley Trammell.
Wow.
Now, to further illustrate the point on that one, what we have here is printouts of the FCC's ULS search system. That is the universal licensing system.
Dun, 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 dun.
That means every radio station, television station, airplane, you name it, they're all in the ULS system.
Wow, and you actually printed this off from FCC.gov.
Yes. I also had numerous conversations with people at the FCC on phone and on email, all confirming the exact same thing. None of these stations that Brad says he owns, does he operate legally? So either A.
That's a fucking mystery. I never heard about this before.
This is. So, yeah, here's all of them. I mean, Trench, if you want to take a look at them, don't worry, folks.
Oh,
we're
going to
scan all of these, and we're going to put them in a nice PDF and make them available.
Everything is going to be available. Now, I got to point out something here, and I'm going to go into what my absolute honest request for the truth is. And that's this. And I'm glad I got everybody here because I have all the co-hosts, past, present, here to witness. I've got Westmar. You're on the line. You're still with me, Westmar?
I certainly am.
Thank you. Here's
Welcome.
Yeah, you're not used to this side of it, are you?
No, I'm not at all.
You're
go
like,
ahead.
I'm on the phone.
show.
thank you. Mr. Trammell, what I'm going to put out there for you to respond to is pure and simple. I am asking you to submit unquestionable proof that any one of your FM, AM, high-def radio stations, maybe even your TV station, although I don't really give a crap, is legit.
Yeah, the TV station?
Yeah, one of them is a station.
It's a TV station on the website that doesn't go anywhere.
Are you shitting me?
No, I'm not shitting you. I wouldn't shit you. You're my favorite turd.
So what the fuck's he going to... Does he actually have QAMs installed and shit for the digital switchover?
I have no clue. See, here's the thing.
He doesn't even know.
He doesn't even know. Oh, I'm sure he has.
I'm sorry. I'm a fucking TV guy, so I know this kind of shit.
He doesn't know because it doesn't fucking exist.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I'm sure he has 300 QAMs ready to go at a moment's notice.
Yeah.
QAM being the laser shooter that basically broadcasts.
Yeah, he has 256 of them, I'm sure. Yeah.
256 QAM. He has enough laser power to blow it, blast a hole in the moon, and to broadcast himself.
So one day I'll just fucking, I'll step out of my door and go, wow.
It's
fucking Moon Says Ha.
Yeah, exactly. So here's what's going on. Brad, if you can give me proof without a shadow of a doubt, I will donate in your name, in the name of your radio station, radio group, conglomerate, made up imaginary playtime, $100 to a charity of your choice.
Which will probably be NAMBLA.
Nice.
Now we have to make sure we have to go through the internet to search to make sure it's a legitimate.
We're not going through the internet to search.
Yeah, there'll probably be some shitty sets up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We are contacting the FCC directly. We are going to get them in recording the FCC, our contact at the FCC in recording, saying this in fact is a 100% legitimate station.
Now, let me just talk about this real quick. The legitimacy of Brad Trammell. Number one. Those stations, those call letters, either they don't belong to him or they just aren't registered. Two, the FCC licenses that he lists on his website are the incorrect format for any license the FCC hands out. I've had, again, numerous conversations with the FCC representatives. They can't find a single trace of this guy. Now, to one-up it, I've also got a guy in Syracuse this week who's going to be sitting there at the times that these shows are supposed to be playing after Sunday, mm-hmm. and he's going to see if he can even tune these radio stations in.
Well, it's probably not Syracuse, New York. It's probably some shit like Syracuse, Durango.
Actually,
it's like on fucking Mexican radio and shit.
You know, it's funny you say because Brad's birthplace is Mexico, New York.
Wow, that's really interesting.
Bum, bum, bum. You see, you do ask if we do our research, and I got to drop the rest of the bomb here. I know you want to talk about the $100. We will definitely go into that, but let's drop the rest of this bomb, shall we?
You should invite him for bad food night, barbecued iguana.
I can't put this information up, but if you'd like to take a look through here, that's a comprehensive background report on our friend Bradley. Digging around a little bit, this is what we found. Let's start off first with the address of the studio.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, let's start off with the address for the studio.
No, wait. Before we go ahead and do this right here, I mean, basically, this is...
Okay, let me see the report real quick. Let me cover how extensive
this background is. This
is like
a complete fucking background.
It is.
It covers if you have any FCC licenses, FAA licenses.
Dude, this check to see if he's on the fucking no-fly list.
Yes.
That's how far back he went.
Now, it's also something else in there you'll notice. If you look under business affiliations... It'll list
where this motherfucker lived and shit, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he advertises it.
Dude, it's this is readily available information on the internet. But if you... on there, it should list business affiliations, and you'll notice that there's none under there.
There's not. Jesus, you even have his fucking voter registration.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got it all, dude. Well, you know, I did a little more research, and I actually contacted the New York State Department Division of Corporations.
Why the fuck is his Social Security listed between 1990 and 1991?
Because he's a kid. He's 23 years old, and who knows what their database problems are.
He's fucking illegal, probably.
Now I...
stealing
from Mexico, New York.
Buying up all the Cabbage Patch Kid dolls just for the birth certificates.
See, now, if you want to take a look at that, we'll just hand that around. Here you'll see is the New York State Department Division of Corporations. And what it is every company in New York that is registered as an LLC has to be registered. For tax purposes. Also, incorporations, companies, limited liability companies, that's what an LLC is, a DBA doing business as.
Now, you also notice that he
looks
claims...
for sexual offenses, too.
Yes. Oh, yeah. He claims that he has this thing called Daredevil Radio Group...
Incorporated.
Incorporated LLC. Mm-hmm. There is no such LLC in the state of New York. We contacted... the state attorney general's office.
Yes, and we asked them if it's a crime to operate under a false LLC, and they said yes.
He's a pirate.
So, Brad, I would expect a phone call on Monday asking you about your LLC, asking you about this company that doesn't exist. Now, there is a Daredevil Enterprises, and there is a Daredevil Productions.
Yes, and they're in New York City.
Yeah, those are in New York, and I contacted both of those, and neither of those are Brad Trammell's companies. Now, the other companies he lists there, his Zeebo Networks and various ones, again, none of those exist. They are fake. They are false to the best that I can find. Now, if I'm wrong, please, Brad...
We want proof, again, unquestionable proof that we can verify through all the authoritative channels possible that you are 100% legit in your FM, AM, CB radio broadcasting abilities.
Well, you've done me proud. I used to simply look up people on the internet and scare the shit out of them to find out where they live, but my God.
You don't have a clue at how deep this goes. I mean, well, you do because you know. You've been in on it since the beginning. But
I think you've got a new hook. Don't fuck with the Jesus.
Now, wait.
Don't fuck with the wagon.
It gets better. It gets better. So this is that. So as far as we can tell, his companies...
Do not see that.
They don't exist. Brad's address that he lists, which I'm not going to give out, but you can easily find on...
Oh, no. It's public
information. What's on Arrow 97 online? I'm not going to give it out. Yeah. It is a home, by the way.
It's in a... Well, actually, I pulled it deeper.
Oh, okay.
This is an MDU.
This one?
Yes. This is an MDU that's owned by two people who live in Morgan Hill, California.
Multiple dwelling unit?
A multiple dwelling unit.
An apartment
complex. It is a three-story apartment complex. Now, the apartments are listed numerically. There is no alphabetical numeration on any of these apartments. They are all 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
right,
7.
Right, right.
So the individual addresses that Brad has listed on there, the mm-hmm. number A, then B, then C, then D, all actually are the same apartment.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Also,
did you fucking go to Google Street View to take pictures too?
There is no Google Street View for this address.
On the back page.
That's even better.
Now, another interesting thing about this, if you'll see, is that this apartment complex, because it is apartments, mm-hmm. are not zoned for business use,
yeah. not commercial use. But we don't. He doesn't have to worry about it because he's not a commercial business.
Well, if he was a commercial business, if maybe he is an LLC company registered out of the Bahamas, you see, you can't.
Or Delaware, because their Duke is saying it's the cheapest.
It is the cheapest. You can't operate a business out of an apartment without
a business license.
Without a business license, number one, and without registering that information with the individual owners. And if we need to.
Fraud!
We can call these people, these homeowners, and ask them if they've authorized them.
Yeah.
As well as the travel agency that you're running out of there, Brad. Oh, I bet he didn't think we'd find that one, huh?
No,
travel agency?
Travel agency.
Fantasy travel, yes.
Wow. Actually, what's interesting.
That's what it's really called?
A fantasy travel, something along those lines. I have it.
So what does he do? Book Thai ladyboy trips?
Knowing Brad, probably. Now
he's in his bathtub with his own fantasy airplane.
Now, let me get. Trench, let's get the phone up here. Do you want to get Thomas Vitlin on the phone? Let's get Tom on the phone.
Well, first let me make sure. Brad, anything you want to throw in right now? Westmore.
Westmore. I'm sorry, dude. We've totally alienated you out of this conversation.
No, not at all. I've been enjoying every minute of it. If I could just say one thing to add, we're kind of joking around about how you're using the internet, you know, for what seems to be evil, tracking people down. But you know what? Turnabout's fair play. He's using the internet to pretend that he's somebody he's not. You're using it right back on him to prove him wrong. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Nope. Not at all. All right.
But for now, I'll just remain silent. So go ahead.
All right. let me get
Let's get Thomas on the line.
Get Thomas what's this?
That's a phone.
Oh, okay. Let's get
let's get Thomas on the line there.
Let me bring this in the board. All right, ready?
Hi. I'm Thomas Vitlin.
Tom, hi. How you doing? This is Murphy down at Spike Wagon Radio. How you doing, sir?
Yeah, Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. Yeah, hey, Tom, we had a little bit of question for you. Do you exist?
No.
Wait, are you saying that your existence is a falsehood?
Actually, I'm just a person in Trench's mind.
So you're saying that you're the product of a twisted individual who decided to fuck with this guy just a little.
Well, you gotta understand, I wasn't really fucking with him as so much as I wanted to tell him everything that he wanted to hear. I told...
Here, go ahead and give me back the phone, Trench. We've gotten this. Guys, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Thomas Vitlin.
Back on mic. Thank you. Thank you.
Now, here's the gag, everyone. Hold your tongue and say Vitlin.
Vitlin.
Villain.
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 The villain. The villain. The villain.
Who was born on a pirate ship.
Arr, matey.
Oop, that's my line. Sorry.
So professional.
So Thomas hung up. No, I'm kidding. Basically, Thomas Vitlin, and this is how deep, and we'll go into a little bit of background here. We decided, okay, we want to talk to Mr. Trammell because he does not call into shows that he has he has an issue with because he knows that half of the time he can't talk his own ass out of stuff.
Now,
I'll vouch for that.
He will go on shows, however, that are drinking the Kool-Aid fully.
Oh, God, they're drinking the Kool-Aid, sucking his dick, and more. I mean, it's horrible.
Look, Kevin, Anthony, we know you guys aren't the smartest people out there, and you wouldn't know how to use Google if it slaps you across the face with its dick.
Oh, no, they do because they can find old-ass soundboards.
Do us a favor, okay? Just do a little research about this guy. Don't take our word for it. We're not trying to get you out of the only legitimate affiliate that No. Dude, I listened to that show, and you guys... I can't believe that you're sucking Brad's dick so wholly, and you're letting the jism dribble down your throat to the fact that you actually believe this 23-year-old prick. I mean, come on. We're not the only ones that have done this research. There's a reason almost every Wikipedia entry for Brad has been deleted. But if you go and look at some of the other Wikipedia entries for Brad Trammell, that's Trammell, you'll find some interesting information.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I noticed that when we started this, things started happening elsewhere. So whoever's out there, I got to say thank you because it has to be a listener. It has to be someone we're in communication with who actually went through and started up the process to do the quick delete on Wikipedia. So if you're out there, thank you very much.
And you honestly don't know who that is.
We have no idea.
It's Deep Throat.
See, here's the thing.
we have our old Deep Throat and
hold on,
shit.
Hold on, yeah. What was that, Westmore? I thought it was Westmore.
Contrary.
No. But I did want to say something real quick about your friends over there at RKR. I've come to the conclusion they can't be that fucking stupid. They just, I mean, they're stupid people and there's really fucking stupid.
That's real kids radio to you, sir.
And that's our colored.
Yeah.
Without the colored.
Now, Murphy, I told you to get him off your TV show. He's still on the radio show. What the fuck? Get him away.
We've got Brad here. Brad, I got to thank you. Look,
Brad Westmore. Westmore. Let's just call him Westmore for sake
Westmore,
of confusion.
I got to tell you, buddy. We snuck this one by you. I hated lying to you guys and lying to your folks, your listeners. We kind of used you a little bit to further the joke. I'm sorry we had to do that, but I'm telling you, if we would have let you guys in on this from the beginning, you guys wouldn't. You just would have died laughing every time I just started going off on how much of an asshole Trencher was. Do you honestly think that he would kick me out of the studio for a fucking law threat? This is not the first time we've been threatened to be sued.
Well, we did a lot of mumbling in the studio before our show, saying, you know, there's just something's not right here, but you know, they're going through with it here, and so you know, the bottom line is we did it. We I shouldn't say went along with it. We assumed it was true because. We assumed the worst about Brad Trammell, which we've been doing there now for about a year or so, KC host. And, you know, the bottom line is I've been on a traveling mission to expose this guy for a long time myself because I like to call it spreading the word and raising awareness about people like Brad Trammell because he's not the only one out there pretending to be somebody he's not when it comes to internet radio, you know?
Start spreading the news.
Get the colored man.
New York,
out of
New York. Syracuse, that is. Or Mexico, New York,
Mexico,
that is.
Mexico, New York. We have our colored man here in the studio to help us keep in rhythm. That's what we keep before. Now, Tom, Trench, Mark, whoever you are tonight.
I am Josephus.
We have all of these Mingus. Emails.
Okay. Yeah, I am
Testicles. We have all of these emails.
Yeah, we do. And we'll get to that in a minute. But Westmore, now your interaction with Bradley Muffins.
Yes.
Kind of go down a little bit of your history with Bradley Muffins.
Well, you know, I guess at one point about a year ago, he was starting his then station named, his then network was named Avera Broadcasting. So the name has changed. It changes about every 2 weeks or so. He thought that I was pissed off because he was putting my show on at 3 a.m. or something like that, you know. And by that time, I was like, you know what? I did some research. I figured out that he probably wasn't really telling the truth about all these FM stations. And we got into an argument. I think the biggest argument happened when I called, and I think you guys are talking to this gal or tried to reach her on the phone before.
Rhonda,
his girlfriend's aunt, I believe is what it is. He calls her his promotional director, whatever the fuck that is. And we had her on the air on the show last year about this time, and she was very uncomfortable, but she pretty much confirmed in a nice way that Brad's delusional. And
I remember that audio.
That's a great word.
What did she say? He is a very active imagination.
Yes, she said that, and then she said that he has visions of grandeur or something like
that. Yes, that was it.
Yes, and that he got very mad at me, sent me a nasty email. Telling me that she does not have authorization to talk to me and all this stuff. And I'm like, dude, you're telling me she doesn't have, why are you to reprimand her if she's really your employee?
Exactly.
You know? Fuck. So, long story longer, we started hammering on this guy constantly on the show. We've got tons of fun little things we do to make fun of him. And I don't even know if he's heard it before. I wish he would because he'd probably kill himself, you know, if he heard some of the stuff we've done. I mean, you guys are pretty dirty and nasty to him, too. And I think together, if we could just get one big fat CD of Spankwagon's best moments about Bradley Trammell and Westmar's best moments about Bradley Trammell, we'd probably get him to jump off a building.
You know, dude, I don't doubt that even remotely. Brad seriously is the kind of individual who will go completely suicidal on the fact that his little world is coming crashing down. Now, it's funny that you bring up Brad's delusions of grandeur. Guys, Claude is leaving the building. Claude.
Thank you, Claude.
Thank you very much for coming in. We really appreciate that. Decaf, my friend, go and claim your rightful throne. Go and take your seat
all
back.
Right, we're back, sorry.
Claude's involvement with the show, guys, was purely for this joke. Unfortunately, he has prior commitments and he can't be here every week. We would love Claude to come back as often as possible.
Absolutely.
But unfortunately, his work schedule and his family life now are really going to take a lot out of him. Now, Brad's...
F-balls, my friend.
Oh, there you are, the good ones.
Yes.
Brad's fictional life is getting deeper and deeper.
Shit, I thought I write stories, man. Fuck me. I can write a whole book of this
I wrote a book.
Well, yeah,
you did write a book.
You printed out a book, at least. You see, when Brad started getting a little itchy on this whole I'm suing Murphy thing, which...
I'm going to sue you. I'm going to sue you.
That's where we decided, okay, let's have some fun with this. Let's hang this dumb shit with his own fucking noose. And that's exactly what we did. Brad, your lawyer contacted us, and we appreciate that. We really do. There's just a
huge
slight. Well, I wouldn't say huge. It's just a slight problem with that. You see, you forget that Spankwagon Radio actually has legal representation.
Bradley Muffins.
And let me just find out. Go ahead and give the information right there.
Well, actually, let me kind of go backwards a little bit. First, we have several emails that came from Thomas Vitlin. I got to say, T-Villain or T-Vitlin or whatever you want to go. Yeah, it was my little in-joke, my little pun to myself. By the way, if you want to email Thomas Vitlin, it's t.vitlin@lvrocks.com.
And anybody can get an LV Rocks email address.
You know, and that was what scared me, actually, because it's a free email service. And it even says so at the bottom. It's a forced signature line. So why you didn't pick up on that one, Bradley, I don't know. But it basically says here, my name is Thomas. I'm a backer for internet radio station StudioLVRocks.com. I've been made aware of the actions on the show Spankwagon that have been directed towards your stations. Basically, it stated, and at no time did I ever make expectations of Brad. At no time did I ever ask him to do anything for us. All I did, as Thomas, was say, this is what we're going to do to Spankwagon, which, as you heard, anybody who didn't know what was going on, you saw the show break up, which was what Thomas was trying to do. But I get a mail back. Oh, by the way, Brad, anytime you send me an email, you guaranteed it's going online. Thomas.
There's another thing. Brad, anytime you send an email,
it's not your property. Thomas, thank you for your email. I do accept your apology, but would like to see Spankwagon held accountable for the actions and for the phone calls that transpired off-air Friday night. I'm still trying to figure the off-air stuff.
I have no idea what that is.
I will ask you to use your discretion, but I do think that because of the slander and unprofessional actions that have taken place, I do feel that this show is more of a liability than an asset, and frankly, LV Rocks needs a better show. What? my concern really? Is not with Mark Trencher, it is with Murphy. He was the instigator of this mishap.
You fucking asshole.
So, that's me, dude. I'm an instigator.
Yeah, and then the next thing I go in is I apologize for my delay because I took a couple days before I replied. We're going to address this. I'm not at liberty to share how, but according to Mark, it's going to be in effect as of tonight's show, which was the show that you... oh, by the way, you were in the green room the entire time.
Oh, yeah.
When Stitz called in from Italy, he was calling in on your phone from the green room.
Yeah, from the green room. And then that video I recorded, by the way, I recorded that from Stitz's car in the parking lot.
If anything, well,
and the blow up between me and Mark that came later,
yeah, that didn't happen.
Yeah, that didn't happen. That was all planned.
Totally scripted.
And I was hoping you kick decaf off the show.
That's
right there, you know.
You got to keep the black man.
Thomas goes on his, or no, Brad goes on to reply. Thank you for your helping. I love this. This is what he wrote. Now, first off, I thought I was illiterate. Thomas, thank you for your help in this time. Again, like I said, Mark is not the issue. The instigator was, in fact, Chris Murphy. Thank you again for being in contact. Okay, so that's Brad's wisdom. That's,
you should put that on the co-host 4000.
Yeah, huh?
You know what? I'll copy and paste this all in there. We'll have it read it.
We'll make a bit. The next thing is me tell him have a good holiday. Hope he realizes everybody's gone. By the way, he's going to tell me Thomas is going to tell me to contact Bradley Muffins to make the formal apology.
Bradley Muffins. I love that.
Bradley Muffins writes back, thank you again for your help through this ordeal. I'm looking forward to hearing from Mark. Please give him my email. I'm not sure if you're affiliated, but I know that Chris Murphy has started a show bent on bashing our company.
No, actually, the purpose of that show was to bash LV Rocks and Mark.
That's funny. The next thing I get...
I'm coming for you, Bradley.
By the way...
Not really, huh? That was one of his personalities. That was mistook you.
That's how I ended the show. Westmar, are you still there?
I'm here.
That's how I ended my interview with Westmar. He said, so, Chris, do you have anything last thing to say? I said, yeah, I'm coming for you, Bradley. And that was that. And I did that interview from my car sitting out in front of my work. It was great.
It was a good time.
Yeah, it was definitely good stuff. Now, I want to point out some logistics issues here that I ran into with Bradley Muffins. The original email I sent was to programming@daredevilradiogroup.com. Okay, I'm thinking it's a programming snafu. I'll write into that and I'll say, could you just please forward this attention, you know, please forward to Mr. Trammell. Nice and professional. The reply I get back came from support@daredevilradiogroup.com. Okay, sounds about right. So it went back and forth from support. But then I get an email to both my radio at Spankwagon and to T.Vitlin, from support at Daredevil Radio Group. But this time, it's an attorney. Dear Mark, my name is William Huntington. I am Mr. Trammell and Daredevil Radio Group.
You said Goodwill Hunting? You probably just got done watching
that,
this
that's
shit.
Probably that's probably what he came up with it.
Yeah. But again, I'm going to scan these. These are going in PDF form online you got to love some of this stuff. I mean, I can't spell and write, but he really can't either. And the lawyer can't, which really worries me if a lawyer can't. I am Mr. Trammell and Daredevil Radio Group's attorney at law. It has been brought to my attention by Brad that Chris Murphy has stated that he wants to get from you a recording, comma. Never at any time have you said that.
Yeah, no. I don't. I may have. I don't know.
I don't know.
Brad sat there and listened to that audio over and over and over again, taking pictures of me and taking pens and pulling out the eyes and throwing darts at it.
So, yeah.
He's making me look dumb.
No.
I don't like you. I'm going to sue him.
No, you do that well enough on your own, sir.
What am I going to sue him for? I don't know. I hate him.
By the way, this is the audio. Our audio.
Oh, hey, yeah. Sure. People in the green room.
This is Brad Trammell.
I'm going to sue you.
I got to say. Well, I know it's anal sex. Anal sex. Well, I know it's anal sex. You don't stop talking about anal sex. Come on. Anal sex.
All right. So that's the audio. By the way, you know,
Brad, is that the recording you're referring to?
Yeah,
the one you've known has existed for over a year. You dumb son of a bitch.
All right. So I've been
it's not like that's new.
Yeah, really. He basically is telling me to stop sending this out, and it's offensive. By the way, Thomas, your station supervisor in regard to this, we're opening arms. Would like you to join the lawsuit. This is where he brings in lawsuit.
Hey yo!
Also included in lawsuit will be KC Host Radio and the Wild Wild West Mar Show.
Whoa! I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry. Go ahead.
Are you all right? Okay. now I'm curious. What's
going on about this?
I'm gonna sue you.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Juke's getting sued. Juke,
hey,
run!
By the way, Juke can call in too. 1-866-LV-ROCKS. Got to throw that out there. By the way, we're opening our arms if you'd like to join the lawsuit. It also included in the lawsuit will be KC Host Radio and the Wild Wild West Mar Show from Kansas City, Missouri. Please be in contact with me in this matter. I'd appreciate a response. Then I write back, you know, thanks for writing. I'm honestly ready to distance myself, blah, blah, blah. But I had to ask, how is KC Host and Westmar involved in this? He writes back, and I'm paraphrasing big time here because these are paragraphs and paragraphs that run on sentences.
Badly written, completely misspelled, probably done in crayon somewhere.
Originally. KC Host and Westmar involved because of the interview that will take place. Not sure about that. They're instigating an additional fight because DD had a falling out with Westmar last year. If you ask me personally, I wish Chris and Westmar would be a little more mature.
Mature.
Now here's Westmar.
Yeah.
All right, there, dude. I know Juke's probably passing out right now from thinking he's going to get sued. No, Juke says he's going to countersue. By the way, I plan on countersuing as well for $10 billion. And you know who I'm going to file that with? I'm going to file it with the same imaginary court that Brad has. Because here's the deal. When you file a lawsuit against someone, you actually have to file it somewhere. And even if there's just the beginnings of it, there still has to be record of it. Well, there's no record of any lawsuit pending against KC Host, The Westmar Show, Spankwagon Radio, Chris
Murphy.
Oh, I
got Murphy. A subpoena last week.
Even
that was toilet paper, dude. You're wiping your ass.
There is no filed lawsuit anywhere. Now, what else did his lawyer say?
Oh, yeah. But basically, gets more letters and stuff. Oh, yeah. By the way, just letting you guys know, Juke and Westmar, Brad gets letters about stuff done that's done wrong more than anyone else he sees. Basically, he's saying that people write him about your guys' broadcast schedules. Secondly, this is my favorite line in here from the lawyer. Lawyer, a.k.a. Brad. Did you know that Brad works 144-hour work weeks?
What?
Is that realistic?
Now, let's do the math. A full work week, let's give it 7 days, is 168 hours, I believe. So 144 hours out of a week, Brad's working.
That's 2 hours of sleep a night.
Yes.
No, I believe.
No, sorry. 4 hours of sleep a night. Wait. Yeah. Oh, fuck. I can't do math. Forget it.
Brad, real quick. Westmar, 1 plus 1.
7.
4. Juke.
No caller.
Monkey Bay.
I think he is working 144 hours a week, though. And let me tell you why.
It's because
the other 20, he's sleeping at other 144. He has to have a fucking belief that he's fucking doing something with like 18 personalities and shit.
You know, maybe we are dealing with
Merkel. Maybe he's like a Catholic. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's just, I have faith in my company.
All right. Okay. Hold on now. I got to go through this because I'm also going to go through some of the times and stuff. By the way, this email that I received from the lawyer was also mailed to me from support. Now, I'm a guy who likes to go and read email headers. You're using the exact same version of Outlook Express on the same machine from the same IP address for every email. Okay? Now, unless you have multiple identities and your lawyer is so poor that he can't afford his own computer...
You know what? That may be the truth. He may not be able to afford his own computer because there's something else about Brad's lawyer.
Okay, well, hold on. We'll get into this in just a second.
Okay, because you know I want to do this one. This is the one I really like.
But basically, he's saying that he will accept a formal apology, which, as you know, is at this point will not happen from us. But he did give us...
No, no, no. I formally apologize to Brad for him being such a fucking douchebag.
Some things you just can't control. But he did say that to make sure that all of our content and programming is up to snuff, he works 144 hours to make sure his content's up to snuff. Brad's email is brad@daredevilradiogroup.com. Since the incident, he has changed his cell phone and home phone numbers and directed everything through the company lines. I've spoken with Brad as of yesterday, 5:29, and he has stated he will accept a formal apology from Spankwagon, but will not appear on the air. Big pussy, because, you know, and that's all I was doing with this. All Thomas Vitlin was existence for, and all I did with my emails was to ask Brad to come on air, and I will apologize to Bradley Muffins, mano y mano, and then drop the bomb of, I don't believe you. Here's $100 in charity that I am going to pay out of my pocket to a charity of your choice in your name for proof that I can take to a federal agency, the FCC, and go, is this legitimate? And they say yes. If they can do that. Not if Brad can do that. We know Bradley Muffins can lie off his ass. You know,
out of his ass, off his ass, up his ass,
around his ass.
Oh, not up his ass, because sex between two men is immoral.
Yes.
Hey guys.
Yes.
Hey guys. Richard, if you don't mind, I'm not trying to upstage you or jump in on the game.
Go for it.
I've had my own instances with him as well.
Oh, please.
I too would like to offer $100. I will donate $100 to the Bradley Trammell Touched by an Uncle Foundation if he can prove that his stations exist.
All right. So we have $200 on the table.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Westmar. And no, you're not upstaging. You're doing exactly what we need to do. We're putting our money where our mouth is.
Exactly.
I do have some information here, though. And of course, the formal apology, and I am going to write a formal letter to Brad. I'm going to send it certified mail, so you have to sign for it.
Wait, let's send it to his lawyer.
Well, that's just it. His lawyer wrote me back and said, you know, that Trammell has decided not to have anybody of his staff on air. Fine, fine. Fuck you, you little pussy, because it's all you.
How do we know it's all him?
Because
it's 18
again,
of them.
The guy can't spell.
And I'm gonna when I scan these documents, put him online. You'll see that it's the same writing patterns throughout.
No, wait, it gets better. Can I launch?
Okay, wait.
So this is like Matlock 101 and shit.
Oh, dude,
you know what I'm saying?
This ain't even Matlock.
It would have last a whole fucking hour show and shit. He busts his ass out in about 10 minutes.
Does my client look like Chewbacca? That's it. That's the Chewbacca defense every time.
If the glove don't fit, okay, so. Legal department is Legal Department, care of Arrow 97.1 Radio Station, 4460 Milton Avenue, Suite 37, Camillus, Camillus, New York, 13031-1247. That's the address I'm going to be sending the letter.
Mm-hmm.
certified letter stating that I will donate, and I'm going to rewrite it now tonight, but I will donate, and Westmar will donate $100 each to a charity of Brad's choice if he could provide this verifiable information. And it has to be something that I can, you know,
that can be verified with the FCC.
Anybody yep. can verify it.
Yeah.
Anybody could take this information on their own independently and verify it with the legal authority.
Now, you can contact the FCC. If you go to FCC.gov, there is a telephone number on there, and you can contact them. Or you can email them radio@FCC.gov. They get back to you very quickly. The guys who work the radio department are great guys, and they are very accommodating. And when you tell them what's going on, they get a big giggle out of stuff like this as they're documenting it all to give to the investigations department.
They do. Now, the next thing is... I got a couple other emails. Of course, Brad at Arrow971. This lawyer is, I love this one. He gives me a couple of legal at Arrow971. But also, this is the funny part. And I didn't realize it until a little later. But they gave me AIM logins to, if I want to keep in touch, here's their AIM login.
Oh, hey, let's do that. What's the AIM login? Because I got my AIM up here.
Hold on. I think it's AIM. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, by the way, he said he'd bring Spankwagon back on a trial basis. No, thank you. Do not play Spankwagon ever again on any of your stations, even by accident. AIM screen name.
Hold on. Who the fuck said that?
Rockin' Emo Dude.
Rockin' Emo Dude is one of
them. Yeah, I love that email.
By the way, I found Acid, and we're going to play Acid here in a minute.
And we're looking forward to the new album release coming up in 4 days. What's that AIM?
Okay, the AIMs, it's going to be, first off, the lawyer. Let me give you the lawyer.
Yes, because I want to talk to the lawyer.
Legal and the word at. So LEGALATAERO, the number's 97, the letters ONE. And that's the lawyer. That's William Huntington, legal department, legal advisors, W. Huntington, all one word, at Daredevil Radio Group.
Hey, Bill. Oh, Bill's not there.
Bill's not on.
Bill's dead.
Brad is Brad at Arrow971. So just change out the legal with Brad.
Okay, hold on. I gotta go new chat. Okay.
So, yeah, you're doing that. By the way, the phone number's for the legal department, and I encourage everybody to call and validate information. Area code 315-454-1438. And this is what he gave me as a signature in his email. Also, 315-454-1442.
Call him.
Call him.
Oh, Brad's on. No, he's out celebrating my partner Josh's birthday.
Did it really say his partner?
Yeah, it says auto reply. Happy birthday, Josh. Out celebrating my partner Josh's birthday.
Anal sex.
I find sex between two men immoral, unless they're my life partner.
Happy birthday.
Hey, this is Brad from What's on a Sex. There's one thing that I gotta say. Well, I know it's anal sex.
All right. Enough of that.
I know anal sex.
Hold on, let me ask you a question. Go back in one of the emails.
Okay.
Did he say that he would forgive Spankwagon and put us back on the air?
He would on a trial basis.
That's what he, on a trial fucking basis?
Yeah.
So you guys are just fucking rude, man. He was being kind and gentle to us. I mean, he was being caring to Spankwagon.
So gentle.
Tough shit. Really, that's all I got to say at this point.
Why are you guys picking on Brad?
Look, okay. We're not just picking on Brad, okay? We're picking on his lawyer, okay? Let's talk about Brad's lawyer, because goddammit, I've sat on this.
Yes, you have.
Now, Brad, your lawyer, William, I'm sure he is a high-paid attorney, and I'm wondering where...
Well, of course he is. No one will ever lie about having a
not
lawyer.
At all.
Come on.
Except there's a problem with that. You see, Spankwagon Radio does have legal representation, and our legal
And as a matter of fact, we have contacts in state attorney general's offices in a couple different
Over
states.
The country!
Couple
now,
different states.
We had a little research done on
don't do it.
William Huntington.
Don't do it, man. Don't do it. Brad's already throwing up in the toilet right now.
Here's the deal. William
He's
Huntington.
Shit in his shorts right now. You know.
William Huntington is Brad's lawyer. Brad, did you know that your lawyer has to be registered with the New York State Bar Association? There is no lawyer by the name of William Huntington with any variation on that registered with the New York State Bar Association. And on top of that, they're also not registered with Martindale either. So there is a David S. Huntington on Find Law, but there is no William Huntington. So from that, we can conclude that in Spankwagon's humble opinion, your lawyer's fucking fake, Brad.
Hey, maybe in Mexico, New York, he does exist.
Maybe in Mexico, New York, he does. Brad, we know you're lying. You don't have a lawyer.
Wait. We think you're lying.
I'm sorry. We think you're lying. Okay?
We think you're lying. We are in the most sincere of opinions that you're full of shit. And we're putting, again, I'm going back to this. We're putting our money where our mouth is. Thank you, Westmar. I and Westmar, on behalf of our shows and our stations and everyone who likes the truth, the fucking truth. Okay?
That's all this was about.
$100.
I smell brass shit coming through the microphone, man.
Maybe.
No, $200.
$200. $100 from us, $100 from Westmar. To a charity of Brad's choice in Brad's name. If he can give us proof, without a doubt, that he's legitimate.
All we need
now,
is one tiny.
Here's a little bit of thing I want to point out. I decided, and I'm going to bring everything back in the wagon. By the way, I mean, it went so deep. I shut off emails, I shut off user accounts, and I hid every bit of wagon information that had everything to do with all the co-hosts for this time.
And by the way, for those of you that think that we just decided this before the show that we're coming back, oh no, this is long and drawn out, and we have video that we will put up on Murphy and Friends this week on Sunday.
Of
a little bit of interaction between myself and Trench.
And Thomas Vitlin.
And Thomas Vitlin while all this is going down. This was completely planned out, 100%. I have to just give a round of applause to the masterminds of this, us, because we're awesome. To everyone here who helped put this together. To Decaf, who came over to my house tired as
I was tired as fuck when I came
that show,
over there.
Which was a great show, by the way. Yeah.
Oh, is that why he looks so ugly? I'm sorry, man.
There's no black people in Kansas. You got to get used to it, man.
To Zuzu, who had to take a couple of weeks off.
Wait. No, there is black people. It's people like with, minstrel and darling, hello, my lady.
Hey, Grincher, I grew up in Iowa. You know that. How many black people do you think I went to high school with?
Three.
Zero.
One. Hey, wait, but you grew up in, what was it, Sioux City?
Yeah.
So you grew up with the atomic, the nuclear plant, right?
That's there. And I also grew up.
Yeah, that explains a lot of shit too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, there's lots of cool shit. Yeah.
No, there's not.
I don't really know.
We fucking moved the minute we could. We're like, bye.
I don't blame you.
Okay, so
this whole wagon production has been outstanding.
Oh, it's been draining.
It's been
creatively
draining. Wait, there's someone else who's been involved in this.
Oh, there's been a lot of people.
Come on in, Matt. Matt was in on this the entire time. Get your ass scrunny ass in here. Come on in.
Stitz.
Matt Stitz is here.
Stitz.
I called in and helped push forth the whole Murphy off air.
Oh,
thing.
Yeah. He was out in the green room with me the whole time. He came into my house and we did the show for my truck. I made him sit in my hot ass truck for like an hour and a half while we did this.
Yeah, laptop you would have made burning my balls. I'm now sterile.
Hey, Brad would have been happy about that. Can I squeeze in the middle?
At one point during the video for that show.
You can just stick the stick in my ass. You don't have to move it down. You can just leave it up.
At one point during that show, Matt was actually lighting me with his laptop. That's how little light we had in the truck.
We had so little light that I put it all the way up to full illumination, and I'm like, just
and
mirror.
And that where we were sitting outside of Trencher's house stealing his bandwidth? No, we weren't. We were sitting in my driveway.
That was funny.
That was hilarious. That was my neighbor's house that you guys saw. Congratulations on that one.
Well, you guys are so fucking close. It was pretty much like,
It was. So we're gonna start kind of winding down on this, but I have a lot of emails. There's a few things I do want to address that Bradley Muffins did bring to our attention. At no point did we ever say take us off the air before, because he always says he runs these radio stations and stuff like that. And I sat and reflected on it, and I realized the flaw, the only flaw that I think Spankwagon was a part of. And that was just not giving enough of a shit and just going with the flow. And I know out there, and I can't say how or why I know, but I know out there are other people in very similar circumstances who are just going with the flow. I'm going to recommend that you guys think. Just because someone says they're legitimate and they're broadcasting your show, they may be making a profit off of your work. They may be making a name for themselves off of your creativity. And you're allowing this. And that's a foul on you. And that's a huge foul on you. So if you're out there, and I mean, I'm not talking specifically 1, 2, 3, 4 shows. I'm actually talking to a few different shows and a few different supposed stations. You have to be a little more careful because these people are lying to you. And if you're willing to be lied to say, satisfy your ego, what's wrong with you?
For those of you out there, and you know what shows you are because you do listen to our show. We know you do. you're just turning a blind eye to this. Either A, because you don't care, or B, because you just, well, you know, it's somebody else. It's getting our name out there. Do you really want your name and your show affiliated with this lying scumbag?
Anything you want to add, Westmore?
No, I completely agree with that. In fact, like I said earlier, you know, I'm trying to, quote-unquote, raise awareness. It's kind of like raising awareness about drugs. Well, we're raising awareness about Bradley Buffett.
We don't even need Nancy Reagan.
What's that?
We don't even need Nancy Reagan.
I can't understand him.
Nancy Reagan, the Dairy.
Jesus, no, Westmar. Look, I know I come off as a little racist, but come on.
No, I heard you. I'm kidding you. Nancy Reagan, I heard you. I'm just kidding you. No, but seriously, I couldn't agree more. In fact, that's been my whole point in all this. And you know, I guess if I could say one or two things in closing real quick, that, you know, Brad, you're a lying douchebag. I firmly believe that you are, but if you can prove me wrong, I will eat my words and put my money where my mouth is. You know, I encourage you, Brad, to listen to my show every once in a while because we have had some fantastic segments at your expense on the show.
Oh, yes.
And I'm not going to go into detail, but you're really missing out because I firmly believe that you've never, ever, ever once listened to 5 minutes of my show, and it's too bad because I've made you a fucking star.
You know, think of all the bits you've done around him and all the stuff we've done around him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after this is done, I'm just putting up everything online, and I think it's boycott time.
Draw
it's time
your
to...
own conclusions, people.
Yeah.
Well, to everybody on the microphone, I speak for Brad. I'm going to sue you.
Nice. Channeling douche. You realize that makes you the douche nozzle.
So does this mean it's officially Bradley Muffins, this is a closed chapter?
I think it's not quite a closed chapter, but
there's always a chance for a sequel.
Okay.
For the most part, though, the drama we've had going on lately with the Real Kid Radio and with Brad, we're done with this. Okay, we've dedicated entirely too much time and energy to this.
I'm serious.
I do have one thing I want to wrap on, though, and this is just how... This is just how delusional this guy is. And then I think we can close this part down and take a break. First off, I wrote up, and it's going to be on the wagon here in a little bit. During break, I'm going to bring everything back online the way it should be.
MurphyandFriends.net, guys, is going away.
Yeah.
It exists only as...
For this gag.
For this gag.
So anyhow...
Thanks to our friends at Canis Hosting. CanisHosting.com. CanisHosting.com.
Nice. I posted online the sites that I want him to prove. Arrow 97.1. Which was his big time station, WLXZ. I also asked him to give us proof of Astro X Radio, WLXZ HD, Trex FM, WLXZ HD. Again, all these same, but these are all like 97.1-2, 97.1-3. Really weird. And U Rock out of Atlanta, Georgia. I went on his site, and I love his copyright here. By the way, you're copywriting everybody's content illegally, or with kind of wrong.
And your trademarks on the monikers, yeah, those aren't yours.
You can't do that. By the way, he's saying now that WLXZ HD is Syracuse, and it's not in Oswego or anything else. WIFX Syracuse is now Astro X, so he's changed the call signs yet again on Astro X. WLXX FM in Syracuse, Trex FM has changed yet again. His TV station is WLXZ TV, and like I said, I don't give a shit about his TV. Try going to these domains. You don't bring them up. Try going to anything, and they just nothing loads.
Hey, Mark?
Yeah.
You know what's funny about that? I did a little research on that as well. Do you realize that the IP addresses for all of those websites all go back to a Dyn DNS-type service, and the IP resolves to a Syracuse, New York Roadrunner account? Funnily enough, if you go and dig enough, you'll see that Brad's own personal email is a Roadrunner account, so one could very much assume that Brad is, in fact... running these servers out of his house.
It's very possible.
Against Time Warner violation.
Yeah, Roadrunner violation. Yeah.
That's
Warner
definitely
violation.
A Roadrunner violation. They do not allow commercial serving off
another
their
thing
services.
I want to... Yeah, that's why he's doing the DNS redirect.
I wonder if he's crying yet. I wonder if he's grabbing the 357.
Right about now, dude. Right about now, he's got a shotgun on his mouth. He's got a toe attachment hanging on there, and he's just crying through the tears with REM playing in the background, trying to find a reason to hang on. Brad, you have none. Pull the trigger. Do your mother a favor.
Lift your head up high and blow your brains out.
Exactly. Have yourself a retroactive abortion.
230th trimester.
Remember, Brad, when you do slit your wrist, go up the arm, not across the wrist, because across the wrist is just
down
a plea
river.
For help. That's right. Swallow those pills, take the alcohol with them, jump in front of a train, do whatever it is you need to do to end your pathetic little life.
But
just
really,
make it look good.
But in all honesty, that's just everybody's opinion here.
Oh, yeah.
That's all we're saying.
It's completely opinion.
All opinion.
The opinions and views expressed on Spankwagon Radio are that of Spankwagon Radio only and are not held by LV Rocks, even though LV Rocks thinks you're a douchebag as well.
Nah, big douche.
Westmar, do you want to give him a suggestion on how to end his pathetic little life?
I think you've covered every. Well, there's one more thought, and I think he's probably already doing it right now with his partner, Josh, but I don't want to get
Brad's going to die of a semen overdose.
No, he's going to have a horrible gerbil infection.
Or Brad could just simply call and defend himself.
That, you know what?
We gave him the opportunity.
And I will say this again. Hold on.
Let's give out the number.
At any time, if you call 1-866-587-6257 or email radio at spankwagon.net, we're here for you. We want to hear your side of this.
Juke, are you recording? Brad, are you recording us?
No, I'm outside in my driveway in my pajamas. I'm not recording.
I heard a boop. It's like, are we being recorded?
The 15-second beep. No. All right. No. Well, I think we're going to wrap this up. Westmar?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for hanging out with us for this first hour and going through all this.
Look, thank you guys very much. You know that it's a pleasure to talk to you again on the air. Love the show. Love you guys. And any time you want to do this again, let's just hope that it really does get put to rest. Unless there's a sequel, call me.
Absolutely.
And I just want to give a big round to everyone who's involved. Decaf, my man here, Stitz.
Actually, yeah, let me.
Zuzu, Trench.
Let me say, because really, I instigated 98% of this thing.
You were the mastermind. There's
I got to say, first off, a big thank you, Murph, for going along and letting me keep your ego in check and some of the stuff you wanted to do.
You really have no idea.
I do. First off, a big thank you to Claude. I know he had to leave early because Claude was pivotal. I had to get him in studio to sell the point. Everybody out listening, though, those are the people that I really want to say thank you. You have been through what we're calling a Kaufman, an Andy Kaufman stunt. It was a complete diversion with the only point of trying to draw Brad out to get him on the phone, Bradley Muffins, to get him on the phone to do this. Unfortunately, I failed at my primary mission. But in the meantime, we found so much publicly and free available information. It's amazing what you can find for free.
Well, not totally free. I did have to pay $15 for the background check online.
But it is something anybody can do. So we have to make this point.
That's $15 I spent all week. Zuzu's got to pee.
Go. But what we got to do, not in the chair.
Let me get a cup of ice.
Westmar, thank you very much.
Let me get a cup.
And a fresh fry.
Thank you, guys. I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
All right.
You know what? And all my syndicates out there, every one of you, thank you for putting up with the zaniness and the weirdness and the bullshit that we've been putting you through. With the host changes, with all the comments being taken down on the website, I will make it up to every single one of our listeners. Decaf is going to come over to your house and do a striptease.
He will fillet every one of you.
Well, you know what? Matter of fact, I have a lawyer too, and I was really pissed off the way that you kicked me off the show, and so I'm going to recruit William. What's his name? Huntington.
William Huntington.
I'm going to request William Huntington to come down and sue Spankwagon personally. Okay.
Okay, but he has to make sure he's registered with the Nevada Bar Association.
Bar.
Sorry.
Don't worry.
Mexico doesn't work, my friend.
William Huntington III.
I need a break. We've got a real show to do here in a minute.
We do.
So we're going to wrap up this. By the way, everybody in studio, thank you very much for all of your understanding.
I'm going to sue you.
Listen. No, I'm doing it because it's been 2 weeks since I've done it. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio, baby. I'm back.
Hell yeah. Take us some music.
In the back of his mind, he could have been a prize fighter like Muhammad Ali or maybe Prince Nazim. But in school, he was preyed upon right from the very start for being way too petite and a little light on his feet. Once he heard that Arnie was bullied at school, but just a few years later he became the Terminator. He turned his mind to steak and weights. It's time to get those bullies back, it's time to get those bullies right back. Looking for some skinny kid to break some bones. Looking in the mirror and his t-shirt's feeling tight. He's praying to the god of war because he wants to fight tonight. In the background you can hear the CD spinning in a prayer. This is right music for the fight, this is right music for the fight. Weights have taken their toll because Muhammad Ali, oh man, his plan's been deployed. He's turned from victim.
him in to the oppressor. Yes, he feels the satisfaction when he hears those people catch him in. Every time he throws a fist, he feels he's getting them back. For every time those knobs flush his head down the bar. So every night you'll catch him on the door at the club. At his head, his eyeballs popping. Yes, you'll see them heads are knocking. He's looking for some skinny kid to break some bones. Looking in the mirror and his teacher's being tight. Praying to the god of war because he wants to fight tonight. In the background, you can hear the CD spinning in a player. This is my music for the fight. This is my music for the fight.
Hey, yo, show. I'ma just tell them like it is.
Anything you could do, I could do better. I could do better. I could do better. Anything you could do, I could do better. I could do better. Down for whatever. Your boy back again. Of course I'm back at it. I got that Harry Potter flow, but this that black magic. Your boy acrobatic. How I flip words. They say I be working the block like I flip birds. This what they bang and they drop when they hit curves. This that high they prefer when they smoke herb. I'm the shit word. That ain't hard to tell. I keep it funky, yes sir. That ain't hard to smell. Your boy doing swell. Nah, I'm doing great. I got more flavors than them colors on them bathing apes. I'm more dope than the coke back in 88. My pocket's no homo. In other words, they straight. Anything you could do, I could do better. I could do better. I could do better. Anything you could do, I could do better. I could do better. I'm down for whatever. Anything you could do, I could do better. I could do better. I could do better. Anything you could do, I could do better. I could do better. Cause I'm a go-getter. Your boy spit more game than a sports reporter. Now I need more brains, so uncuff your daughter. Yeah, that's an order. Your daughter give me knowledge. Her brain insane, I feel like I'm back in college. Without the footwork, I put in footwork. The way I walk all over the track make my hooks hurt. You can get murked. Messing with my steelo, my goody mouth, they on the job, even if it's missing CeeLo. You looking at a hero, I'm here to say today. AKA Mr. John Henry, here to pay the way. My competition pray, I'm here to eat them up. They just some punching bags, I'm here to beat them up. Anything you could do, I could do better. I could do better. I could do better. Anything you could do, I could do better. I could do better. I'm down for whatever. Anything you could do, I could do better. I could do better. I could do better. Anything you could do, I could do better. I could do better. Cause I'm a go-getter. My flow futuristic. Check the logistics. Logistically, logically, check the physics. Cause every time I spit it, they say I'm dropping gems. Spitting birds in between words and that is synonyms. That's a synonym. Cause I'm sick, I'm ill. I got that Steven Seagal flow. You know it's hard to kill. You know the drill. Assume the position. To get on my level, you gon' need to pay tuition. That's pay a fee for those that lack the knowledge. He lack the brolic. His style is garbage. His style is trash. His flow is ass. You got that booty flow. Hot air and a bunch of gas. Anything you could do, I could do better. I could do better. I could do better. Anything you could do, I could do better. I could do better. I'm down for whatever. Anything you could do, I could do better. I could do better. I could do better. Anything you could do, I could do better. I could do better. Cause I'm a go-getter.
All right, we're back. Spank Wagon Radio, the greatest internet radio show ever.
Hold on. You didn't say that loud enough, man. Say that again.
We just absolutely skull fucked.
You want an intro?
Give me an intro.
You want an
intro?
Bitch. Hold on. Let's recue the intro. You ready?
Yeah, Decaf's right. We just skull fucked some poor dumb son of a bitch.
Okay, intro. We'll even do the full intro.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention, you out there in radio land.
Good morning.
WPIX,
August 8th, TGIF Day. The time is 3:30 to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning. This is television station WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine. Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
I'm feeling high.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You're listening to
Spank Wagon Radio, baby.
Yeah, you don't want your headphones on.
Never want your headphones for that.
We've deafened a few people.
Hot like fire.
Yeah, right now, I guarantee my chat room in like 30 seconds is going to be like screaming at me.
Ow!
My ears, my delicate, pristine ears.
It's the
Murph, who'd you book?
Who'd I book? Well, I booked our good friends, Derek, our good friend Derek from Comic Oasis. And
you are two people. Are you a lawyer
That's
too?
That's not a fat joke.
He has a lighter side to him. A real lighter side to you.
Yo, come on now.
Oh.
She is, but she's redhead. So.
Stitz is getting artistic back there with the beer bottle and the camera. I don't even know what he's doing. We brought Derek from Comic Oasis back, and he brought Holly with him, who, for those of you that have been down there to the shop, know Holly works there. And
yes, she
that's
is.
That's why a
she
lot
is
of the emo boys come in.
Nah.
Oh, she's the emo magnet.
She's the emo magnet.
Nice.
Yeah. You can see the guys that come in, and they'll kind of look
you
at
you still not talking to the microphone, man, after all these shows?
You've been here how many times?
Three times.
Holly, for your information, just so, and for Derek's just coming back, when you get on the mic here, you got to get
here
like
we go.
It's a big black cock. You got to get that thing nice and close. And
Okay.
Holly's not into that. So,
hey, yo.
I'm waiting for her to walk out. Like, fuck this.
She's not going anywhere. She's been paid for this, so she's going to hang out.
Oh, she's wow. Getting,
she hasn't stopped smiling since she's been there. I guess I see why.
She's got
paid to pee.
She got paid she got paid to listen about Brad, so she knows everything about this, and I'm paying for that. How does that feel?
Nice. Very nice. So, welcome back. Some big news going on here. Big news with Comic Oasis, from what I understand.
No, it was Brad. That's big news. That's what I understand. The other stuff's unimportant. Totally unimportant. We got people coming out again. We got John Romita Jr. coming back out to Vegas. And, you know, he's been with Marvel forever. His father's John Romita Sr., who drew Spider-Man from early on. And it's just going to be a cool thing, you know, come in. It's no free signing. You just come up, bring stuff, and get it signed. You know, meet the man who created pretty much – he created Nimrod and Dazzler. But he also created a book that's out right now called Kick-Ass. And you have to read Kick-Ass. It's all right. It kicks ass. I mean, there's no way to describe it.
And what's the address and what time is he and what day is it going to be?
It's going to be Saturday the 14th at Comic Oasis. You can go to comicoasis.com. It's 3121 North Rainbow Boulevard. And hopefully we'll have some type of snacks there, maybe some pizza or some sodas or whatever.
Maybe.
Yeah. John likes his tequila, so we might have some tequila there for the people who can handle that. We don't know, but we'll see what's going on. And there's a lot of stuff going on, you know, with the comic community here. We have the Drink and Draw. They do every Thursdays down at Mickey Finn's. All the local artists go down there, drink, and they draw stuff. I think what was yesterday's topic you had to draw?
We had to draw boobs for like a breast cancer awareness thing.
So you have to draw boobs. I mean,
yeah,
you can't go wrong with
boobs. You know, though, I could just see.
I love boobs.
I love boobs.
Everyone raise your hand for boobs. All right. Hey!
Even Holly puts her. Karen calls it.
Double-handed. All right, so. You know, I was just thinking, though, that the drink and draw, you know, Charles is out there, and, you know, he starts off, all right, we're going to draw something like this, and all of a sudden he's like, hey, guys!
Charles doesn't draw. He didn't even want to show up. He's become a real artist lately. He's like, I call, hey, Charles, you want to come out? And he's like, well, let me call you back, and he calls you back in 5 minutes. And
does he call you back, or his agent call you back?
he has his first published work. It's a book called Sentinels. We have it in the shop now. I mean, he's phenomenal. I mean, you got to see the guy's stuff. If you ever get a chance, go to kidnotorious.deviantart.com.
Damn, and that's a lot of writing.
Your chat room guys are pretty smart. They'll figure it out. Yeah. And, you know, as far as it goes, he's a local guy who's going to make it. I mean, he's really, really good. But he's also an artist, so he gets all disgruntled and wants to sit in the house and mope for 5 months. And he's I think he's whiter than everybody else here. He's pretty much that pale right now. So it is what it is, I guess. Holly, she's an artist too. She. Whoa, that is manly.
That's Zuzu for you. That's Zuzu. I mean, at least you did it off mic, but it would have been fine on mic. Anyhow, so you're an artist as well?
Yeah, I guess so.
You guess so?
Yeah.
Is that just being humble or?
Probably.
She can draw a great pair of boots.
I like drawing.
What style?
I don't really have, I don't know if I have a particular style.
Closer to photo reference. She has no idea what she's
doing. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. I just draw for fun.
Like I said, she's pretty. That's what we get out of here. So, there we go. She can talk
sweet,
when you really
sexual
like.
Sexual harassment. You could probably get a check out of that one.
So pretty much we see the white guy comes, the Mormon white guy comes to the store and he sees you there. He's like, oh, fuck, let's go. That's when you slide Holly in front of the counter.
Okay. Well, we'll check it out for a second. It never fails. You can see it. They'll come in. And they're
the
like
manager
looking around, and they'll come around later, and then they'll keep coming hanging out, and you're like just sitting there looking at her, and you're the comic book guy, so they're never going to go up and actually talk to her. You know, it's pretty sad. I mean, you know.
I can see he gets up there. So you're pretty. And they just duck and run.
Oh, yeah. I guess we were at this thing in the Las Vegas Comics Fest at the library, and one of the other comic stores, he calls me out of the blue. He's like, well, what about this girl you have working over there named Holly? I'm like, oh, she's an employee. She's pretty cool or whatever. It's like, well, one of my customers wants to talk to her. I'm like, well, maybe you should get on the bus and get over here. I mean, I can't.
Do you remember at the Stan Lee thing, Holly was there, and you were
I wasn't there.
You weren't.
You weren't there.
I had to get a phone call.
You got a phone call.
No,
and
you
your
didn't
voicemail
fucking
was
call. Didn't
you
fucking call shit.
There we go.
Anyway, Holly was there, and I remember the lines where people were buying stuff. For Holly there, to people get stuff from Holly, the line was distinctively longer than it was to get things from you.
Yeah, they don't talk to me at all, whatever, and stuff like that. Most people even think I own the
pretty
place.
Girl.
They think you. They think you're the janitor and shit.
Pretty much. Yeah.
You should come and start sweeping. It goes and start talking to them. Yeah. They're like, oh, how you doing, sir?
Start shining some shoes.
You know, these are some good books to buy right here.
Nah, I shine the shoes, clean the toilet, simple stuff like that.
That's a good collection.
I mean, yeah. It, also, I think what's big going on now is I've been working with the library here, and we're gonna do. This is like the probably one of the biggest things we're gonna have. Neil Gaiman's coming out November 6th. That's going to be, you know, kind of huge. We haven't really announced it. We're going to have Bill Gaiman, Dwayne McDuffie, Steve Niles did 30 Days a Night, and we're working on Gail Simone. So
is this going to be another micro con like what earlier?
No, this is more of a symposium. Neil Gaiman's not cheap, so no. You know, he's going
to
do
I've seen his writer when back home when they were trying to get him in-store signing, and oh my God, does he have demands.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things, you know, he says, you know, I could work or I could be out doing cons, so you make it high enough where people don't come bother you, I guess.
Makes
but,
sense.
Yeah, but you know,
what was the writer? How much?
Way up there. And for a store that orders maybe 10 books and hopefully sells 8, that's too expensive for a smaller store.
Yeah, I mean, you go out of business and it's like, oh, do a game would appear, or you shut the door and it's over. You know, that's the last thing we're going to do. You can't sell that much material. And you know, the community's growing here. It's going to mean it's comic books are doing good. Well, what's weird now is because the economy is so, like, everybody's so worried about the economy. You get guys coming all the time. Every customer coming in. So how's business? I'm like, well, I don't know. You're here buying stuff. I guess it's doing okay. You know, when you stop showing up, then I got a problem. So I just keep,
I was going to say, the only thing I see happening to business is your pull bins will get a little more fuller before they come and pick them up. I mean, it may take them 2 weeks before they come and get it, because 1 week they'll say, no, I really need to buy gas this week. I'll put the comics off.
Yeah, and you know, people got to do the same thing. Like, just a normal life. You got to cut back on things. You know, you can't, you know, if money's high, you got to spend more gas, buy a little less. The store, I'm buying less of certain books. Because you can't buy everything, and that's just, you know, that's smart business. That's smart way to live your life, I guess. I don't know.
Well, it's you got to do with anything. I mean, my wife, I love my
that's
wife.
Strip clubs, I mean, you know, everything gets cut down.
Yes. My wife is awesome because, you know, one thing that after we got married, she's like, okay, we got to work on our budget. She allowed me to put comic books as part of the budget. So I get $100 a month for comics specifically. That's awesome. You know, that's perfect.
That's a love.
I get $500 for strip clubs.
I'm getting a divorce.
I get $1,500 for hookers.
What about the blow? You need hookers and blow.
Oh, no. The hookers come pre-installed.
Dude, with the nose like that, anything is blow. All right. So got to bring it up. I know that we've talked about it before. The movie season, the Hollywood comic book movie season has officially opened up and started. Iron Man.
Haven't seen it.
What?
Great movie.
Holy shit.
I got my employees got to go see it. I worked in the hall. So Charles and Holly, they got to go see it.
Oh, my heart is fucking breaking.
And I just worked in the hall.
I got to work in the hall. This motherfucker plays all day. What are you talking about?
Like, you get busy, man.
Matinee, motherfucker, go catch it.
It's the midnight show.
I'm at the store. I can't do anything
else. It's
a
2-hour fucking movie.
Wait, hold on. But you went and saw 27 Dresses, didn't you?
What's that?
I don't know. Oh, see, look, he's playing it off. I'll bet you did.
He went and saw Sex in the City instead.
Sarah Jessica Parker's hot. What are you talking about? Of course I saw that.
Nah, her knees are too sharp. So, all right. So you haven't seen Iron Man.
Haven't seen Iron Man.
Wow. That's crazy, dude. That's like.
Okay. Wow. I mean,
dude,
I'm
Dark
sure.
Dark Knight is going to blast it out of the water. So
no,
really
I don't think so. Iron Man, without giving anything away, I don't know how much of a spoiler if you know everything anyway.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean,
yeah.
It's the same story we've heard back in the 80s with the Ironmonger, but told just a bit differently.
More compact.
Oh, yeah, the Ironmonger. Yeah. That's my favorite. Yeah. I used to go sleep thinking about that at night.
What?
That's like a big dildo that you get at the
end. Yeah, Ironmonger's not white women, dude.
You like the Ironmonger dildo.
I don't know what the fuck the Ironmonger even the fuck is.
Dude, it's a great film. It's probably, I mean, there's a reason it's, 98% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It is a phenomenally well done
film.
I mean,
perfect.
You know how critical
I am. Did you actually pay to go see it or did you download it again?
No, I paid to go see it and I downloaded it.
It must be good. All right. If you paid to go see it, it has to be good.
Yeah, we did not pay for Spider-Man 3 and we were very thankful and we still needed a refund check.
Yeah. No, so okay, so you didn't see Iron Man.
Nope, didn't see Iron Man.
Okay, what do you think of the next big one, which is going to be the Hulk? What do you think about that?
That's what we had. That's going to be good.
Do you think it's too much CGI?
I mean, you can't do the Hulk without doing CGI.
Yeah.
Just, you know,
you
it's impossible.
Really
you know what?
You
know,
Lou Ferrigno's like walking around lifting up a tank. I mean, the guy's like 50. Like Lou Ferrigno's story. I go to, he goes to every con. You know, he's always there and he's, doing signing things. So Charles and I go up to Lou Ferrigno. I go get the old school Lou Ferrigno poster where he's all with the Hulk and he's got the green Adidas on or whatever. And so I'm like, oh, and I get him to sign it. I pay $20 for the signature. And I was like, oh, I'm going to take a picture. He's like, that's $20 too. That's an a-hole. I don't care what anybody says. It's like, dude, I just gave you $20. Did you take a picture with you? Another $20? It's like, dude, you're not even that hot.
Actually, it was $19.
I didn't do that because the guy is still huge. I mean,
he's still big, but he's going to break a hip if he chases
you.
do you think it's the TV show that is what distracts, because everyone was used to the TV show. Then now when they do the movie and you see the Hulk, all green and colorful and, CGI, that some people don't really like it as much?
No, most people know the Hulk as being the biggest, strongest series. The problem with the other movie was...
And that still made $140 million.
Yeah, well, Ang Lee, he's Asian. And Asians have this thing where emotions have a space. You know, love is something that you can hug and touch. And, hate is this. And he tried to make it was just too Asian. And Americans were like, what the hell are you talking about? Or whatever. He's an angry guy. He go kicks people ass. That's all they wanted to see.
Yeah.
You know, all Hulk the other part with his son and, father fight. It's like, who gives a rats about that? And dogs. That was not the Hulk. They want tanks. They want big guys beating up on each other and guys flexing.
Big fucking explosion.
So on that, what do you think of this version of the Abomination?
I don't like it. I think my problem with this version, I think the Hulk in the other movie looked more realistic than this one. This one looks like Jell-O. If you see him, he kind of shakes a little bit.
Yeah.
But what can you say? I'm a big Hulk fan, always have been. So it's, it's just all you chicks know I'm like hot, I guess. But anyway,
it's just hot in this motherfucker
right now. I'm just, liking the Hulk.
The first Hulk movie, what did you think of the cinematography, how it played into comic books, how it told the story?
I thought it was a novel idea, just done overboard, the swipes and the screens or whatever. I thought it was a cool way
panels.
To do it, but he just wasn't good enough to carry it off. He's not,
Well, he was making it look like a comic book, but like you said, he was making too much of a love story, and he wasn't making a comic book movie at that point. Sure, you have the irradiated dogs going after the Hulk. Okay, big deal, but there wasn't enough comic book element.
Yeah, that's what all these other movies have figured. I mean, Spider-Man, except for 3, was pretty much it was a Spider-Man. If you read a book, you can understand it. Iron Man's supposed to be the same way. You do what the source material is. I mean, that last Punisher movie is like, did you guys ever read the Punisher? What is this?
They had Shipwreck.
Yeah. Well, since she's gonna pay it, what's your opinion on the first Hulk?
On the first Hulk, I only saw it like once, so I don't really have much.
And she was like,
but
seven
I mean, what I mean, did you think it was boring? Do you think it was dull? Do you think it was too much CGI? Do you think it was the story
not
was just
memorable?
Not followable.
Yeah, I can't really remember a whole lot. I just remember the dogs and thinking that the dogs were ridiculous, but I don't know.
Yeah, well, that about wraps up the first one.
It's kind of funny how Peter Jackson, you know, so in King Kong, it was Peter Jackson used the same gag, rip open his mouth, reach down, grab his tongue and pull it out. He used that with King Kong and the Rexes as well. So mm-hmm. he was kind of the same bit over and over again.
Yeah, these Hollywood guys, they have no thought or whatever. They just do things.
Well, yeah.
They just do things that make people go, oh, shit, look at that.
Well, they got that movie Wanted coming out. I guess with Angelina Jolie.
I'm going to curve a bullet.
Yeah. I mean, if you read the comic book, it's totally different than that. But everybody I've heard, you know, I've talked to different guys, and they say the movie's great. So, you know, that's
because of Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, that bitch
naked.
Is fucking fine. Yeah,
Look, lesbian tendencies coming out on the end of the row.
Okay. It's going all lesbo. I'm digging this even more and more. I got to scoot over.
Hey, you're the sandwich here.
Oh,
it's like a reverse Oreo.
All right, a reverse Oreo. So here's the next show, one movie. And I didn't even know about this till we were talking about it in Iron Man, but Hancock.
Zombie strippers?
Oh, no. I want to see Hancock.
Robert Englund.
That is good.
Wes Craven. Nice.
The thing I'm afraid with Hancock, it just looks so good in the previews. I hope when it comes to watching an extra movie, when it gets to the ending, there's no fucking cheesy, you know what I mean? He becomes the superhero that everybody wants it to be.
It's all shiny. It's an S curl.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me tell you why right now it looks like a good movie, because they're not giving anyway any of the plot details. Once you read those, you'll understand just how horrifically terrible this movie is going to be. This movie is going to be worse than Geekly. Okay, that is how bad.
How does that pronounce?
Geekly?
Geely?
What the hell is Geely? That?
Whatever. Geely. The Ben Affleck abortion. Affleck. It's going to be worse than that.
Indiana Jones was a big stinking pile of shit. So
I didn't see that one either.
I think it was alright.
Oh, yeah. Save
Are
your money on that
fucking
one.
Kidding
Dude,
me?
Close the fucking shop for once. Just an hour early.
It's
go
a,
to
it's
a movie.
It's a fourth fucking sequel. What do you expect out of it?
That's like 80 years old.
I don't need CGI'd prairie dogs, that's for damn sure.
I know. Why do you have a CGI gopher?
You
Come
can't
on, just
go
get
out
a
and get me
gopher.
A goddamn gopher in the desert. Take a plea.
Hey, hey, hey. If Caddyshack could make a gopher dance and it wasn't CGI.
There you go.
All right.
The one thing about that Indiana Jones movie, the only cool thing about the Indiana Jones movie was the atomic bomb.
No,
the atomic
that was,
bomb scene. I thought
no,
was
you do
amazing.
Not hide in a fucking refrigerator.
No, the
and
refrigerator
live
is bullshit. But Indiana going over the hill, looking at the atomic bomb.
Awesome. Indiana escaping a fucking boulder.
Can you give a spoiler?
It's fake, guys. I mean, when you watch Indiana Jones, you know that's the thing. That's why I don't find it to be a bad movie, because you go in, you know it's gonna be some bullshit. Like motherfuckers stretching out, you know, other tanks, you know, two separate jeeps
and
just
ripping balance,
every, yeah, and balancing. You know what I'm saying? You know
you
it's gonna be.
Get
bullshit?
A bunch of
I mean, being a black guy, I'm not a big fan of the whip thing, but you know, he breaks out the whip and he can snap it off. I mean, I know what you're into, man. I've seen the movies or whatever and stuff like that.
It's
But okay. Yeah, so that's the thing. You know, you go in, that's what you expect. You go, well, I went to Die Hard 4. I went in, I got what I expected. I wasn't disappointed. You know, I went and saw Men in Black 2.
Well,
I was fucking disappointed.
Was better than fucking Indiana Jones.
Okay, so with all of those done, we have to move on to the inevitable, the one that everybody is freaking talking about.
Superman 2.
Exactly. Woo! No. Dark Knight.
I thought we were
Dark
that
Knight. Oh,
Dark Knight's going to kick ass. I think it's, I mean, I've talked to guys at DC who've seen it. I've talked to different people, and I mean, it's looking pretty. I mean, everybody thinks it's a Joker movie. It's not even a Joker movie. It's a Two-Face movie.
Yep.
And, you know, Joker is just, I mean, the way they describe him, he's just chaos that pops up and causes, you know, most of the conflict.
Which is what he usually does. Oh, I want to join in.
Yeah, Joker, you know, that's what I love about this version of the Joker. He's not this, he's not extremely mental. He's not thinking things through. He just he's a force of nature to be reckoned with, and he is just destruction.
That's exactly
There's
what
no
it
discussion of origin. There's no where he comes from. There's not how he funds this. It's not where he got all these beautiful toys.
Yeah.
It's no, hi, I'm here. I've got a knife, and I'm going to stab you in the ear with it. That's what this is, and they're already talking Oscar posthumous for Ledger on this.
Oh, awesome. That's great. Who cares? I mean, you know, that guy's an idiot. That guy's a freaking idiot. I don't care what anybody says. You got everything in the world. I mean,
you only
know,
get the truth of Spank Wagon, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, you wake up, you're banging one of the Olsen twins. You got some hot chick hiding out somewhere else. You got a little girl, and you got to go pop up every pill.
My thing I was the most pissed about is how are you going to die before a massage?
Please
get the massage first, then fucking die. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, I don't know, man. It's just, he's retarded. No matter what you say, it's like people like that is like just stupid.
Well, there's something interesting about that. A lot of people said, oh, well, you know, it's he got into this depression because he spent so long preparing for this role of the Joker and getting into that mindset, and he couldn't drag his way out of it. So how does his asshole feel after, you know, the gay cowboy movie?
That's exactly
how do you prepare for that?
I mean, exactly.
Ang Lee fisting him in the trailer?
That's what these people believe in, you know, he's an artiste or whatever. It's like, dude, the guy's getting paid millions of dollars. Life's not that bad or whatever. You know, he was an addict. That's all.
Now,
it was
if I had a couple million dollars, I'd be sleeping really fucking good at night. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you know, it's ridiculous. What do you want? We have a guy coming out named Lee Bermejo. If you guys get a chance, look up his artwork. He's going to be coming out for the Batman premiere, and he's going to do a special print. I've already got some of it. It's going to be like the Joker in front of the Palms Casino or whatever. It's gorgeous. We're going to auction off that for Boys and Girls Club, and you know everybody's going to get a copy of the print. He's going to be at the store. We've got a lot of stuff planned for Batman. It's going to be good. I'm pretty good. I think it's going to be good. How's that?
Yeah, I think you're pretty excited. You can't fucking
say something, Holly.
Easy for you to say.
You got it.
That would be so fucking awesome.
Okay.
Guys, again, Derek, Holly, they're here from Comic Oasis. You can find
She's
them here in
hot.
Vegas. What's the address again?
3121 North Rainbow Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89108. ComicOasis.com. She said you were hot.
Holly. Huh?
She said you were hot, Holly.
Thank you.
This is going to be a lesbian break on going on here? you got to see. Holly,
turn on the red lights, Mark. Turn on the red lights.
Holly's upset because she's supposed to be at her friend's house. Her friend just turned 21. So, you know, they're having this big drinking fest. So if you want to meet some underage girls, follow Holly around.
Trencher, turn they're on the goddamn underage. Lights. There we go. So, ladies, look, just do whatever comes natural.
Where's
feel
the music?
Yeah.
Come here, baby.
You got the music? You don't got the music.
No, we don't got the music. All right, let's get up the lights.
Turn them back on. Son of a bitch.
No, we're not going to wait for the music.
It'll all be over by then.
What are you saying? It's fast for you?
No, just takes them forever to get anything up.
We don't plan for anything.
But I'll bump.
Nice.
So,
all right.
Any other special events coming on at Comic Oasis that the people here need to be aware of?
We just got the Carrion Kid Robot, which is some vinyl toys.
Love that
stuff. We're going to start doing some, we'll probably get a Dunny, you know, basically do your own do-it-yourself contest going on pretty soon. We just got the website going up now. Sin City Mad Men did our website for us, and Spark Creative, they did a lot of the artwork for it. So we're going to start doing a lot more events with that. I want to really get into the vinyl toy stuff. I like it. So and Vegas has a small scene for it. I know they're doing something at the Attic tonight over at the First Fridays for it. So I'm going to go over there and pass out some flyers for the John Romita Jr. stuff. Oh, we also have the guys from the Mutt Pop. These guys, they do this book called Lucha Libre. It's basically you take Mexican wrestlers, the Luchadores Five, and they fight werewolves. And in downtown LA, they drive this old little car. And there's this French guy who drives a Citroen who runs his own wrestling thing. And they fight for justice and truth. I mean, it's great stuff. So it's by Image Comics, Lucha Libre. And they do vinyl toys also.
Wasn't it a cartoon on Cartoon Network?
That was
Lucha Lucha.
That was Lucha Lucha. Okay.
You smell good. What is that? Now you're making me hungry. Jesus.
You should taste her. Huh? Not that I have, personally.
You lie.
It's called White Girl
Chewables. I love that. Derek gets distracted faster than I do. It's great. He's like, wait, hold on a second.
Oh, yeah, I'm like a fly over here, dude. I got 2 weeks to live, and I'm just dead. Just jump around. I don't care.
That's great.
And they said you come by the store anytime. I mean, you guys, anytime somebody has some event or something they want to do, I mean, I'm pretty much down to run anything. Just let me know. And if you guys are interested in running something, you know, I just saw an artist out there. I thought she was pretty interested. But he said she's a freak, so I want to figure out if it's true or not. What's her name? Megan?
Oh, Meg.
Oh, is Meg out there?
Oh, no, Meg.
The car. Wait. You know Meg?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I just saw the car, and I thought the art was pretty cool, so I was like, I got to get her out here.
She's a cartoonist. It's all cannibal.
Yeah.
She's a cannibal fetish model.
So she's like a lesbian? No, cannibal, like she actually eats meat.
She's a zombie.
Oh.
No, her art style is cannibal, like cannibal fetish. So naked women on spits or in ovens, you know, kind of a stuff.
I dig that.
I love that.
But no. She poses in photos like that, too.
I dig that.
So,
I mean,
she's hot.
She's hot.
Oh.
She's a winner. All right, man, we're going to cut you loose again one more time. ComicOasis.com.
That's
guys,
right.
Check it out. Those of you here in Vegas, go and
address?
See them.
3121 North Rainbow Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I didn't hear that.
3121 North Rainbow Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Man, I'm trying to give you promotion time,
Holly,
and you fucking making it worse.
Say it.
I can't afford it. remember.
Say it.
I'm too nervous. I can't.
Say it. What are you nervous about?
Does she need a script? Do we need to bust out a prompter?
No. It took me I give you my Holly. Holly used to come to my store, and she would just walk in with her one of her friends. And I was like looking for an employee, and I was like, "Well, she'd always be in there." I was like,
"A girl or a guy?"
An employee.
Holly has. It's always this one girl she hangs around with. This girl is she's insane. She's the one to turn 21, and Holly would come in, and you know, she'd kind of walk around and not say anything. So I hired her. I'm like, "Holly, you come work for me," and she's like, "Okay." So she came and started
white
working
women,
for me.
I like you.
She got to get people. I knew I needed a hook. So she comes working, and she can't talk on the phone. Everything she touches, she breaks. I mean, every single thing she touches. At one point in time, I was like, I got to fire you because I can't afford you.
Get away from that laptop. Yeah, I'm a little bit better now. A little bit.
And then she like talks and she's like friendly, but she still does this whole thing where she's shy, but she is not shy. She had a guy in there the other day. You should have seen this. She's all over him and they're sitting there talking. And
you whore. Talking about?
Oh, God. I was like looking at it. I'm like, was like, what are you? It's like, you know.
It's like, oh, my gosh, she's banging on the special collection edition. That fucking like, bitch.
Dude, yeah, you got a security system, right? Let's get that video up on YouTube. Oh. Shit, come on now.
I'm like, yeah. So I was like, I gotta leave this place. And she's just sitting there with this guy. And I'm like, I think I'm gonna do anything in my store. I hope not. But I don't know.
I haven't fucked in my store. Nobody else better first.
Yeah. Stay off the desk. That's all I
say. That's right. You got something you want to ask him, right? Decaf real quick before he goes.
Oh. But you never answer it. Have you fucked in your store?
I can answer that with one word. I gotta go.
All right, guys, so that's Derek and Holly from Comic Oasis. You can check them out, comicoasis.com. That's a hell of a way to end the interview.
Holly's all right, babe. Guys.
Why don't we go ahead and cut this out? You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio, baby.
We'll be back.
Turn away.
Spank Wagon, baby. Spank Wagon.
The Sung to the Light. That shit really didn't end. They're saying it's about to end, and nobody was
and
on
then
the
no
mic.
One, yeah. all right. So we got a few minutes left, Spank Wagon Radio, and I do want to bring this up, actually. Let me kill my my music bed here. We mentioned this a little earlier when we had Wes Moore on the phone. By the way, our friend is a musician, and this is probably going to be the title track on his song. And I'm not even bullshitting here.
Oh, boy.
Not even bullshitting. This is what this guy is putting out. This is what Bradley Muffins is putting out for some music.
Coming to you live from
1989. Oh, I gotta sync to this shit, man. I gotta make a fucking track to this.
What is this shit? Look,
this is horrific.
You know, you make fun of me because I listen to techno and I like techno.
Now look, there's this a difference
is
though.
So this is his record?
This is his record. This is off of...
Is that him?
Yes.
You gotta be fucking choking a fucking donkey's dick.
His new album drops. Let's see if I still have it up. His new album drops soon enough. If
he's not laid up in a bed, is he?
I don't care.
Ugh. So this is it.
Look, it's sample loops off of a 303 or an 808.
It sounds more like the Kmart Casio keyboards and shit you get when you was a kid.
Yeah. But this is...
I shit you not. This is on his MySpace. Let me post the link to this in the chat room so the guys can get a good look at this. On there, by the way, you can go to brad-trammell.netfirms.com, and his new album and his new site drop on the 10th. I can't wait to see the piece of shit that is.
Well, although, I may give him some money and actually buy a copy.
Just so he can trash it?
Just so I can trash it. So, who knows? But, you know, maybe that's not really part of a sequel. That's just finalizing stuff. But... real quick, actually, for everybody in the studio right now, and Scrappy, who's not here with us tonight, I got to say thank you, because this was probably one of those really dumb, far-fetched ideas, and when I probably introduced it to all of you, I mean, if some of you probably got it right away, some of you probably had to think about what is Trencher trying to do? What's Trencher's ultimate goal here? Why is he doing this? And
I love how he's taking credit for all this.
Hell yeah! I'm pulling a book from our patron,
from Murphy and Friends.
But I want to say, it, as part of the show, as part of Spankwagon, more than anything, thank you very much. Now to our listeners.
You're welcome.
Now to our listeners, for everyone who's been kind of, why are you rubbing your? Do you know where that mic has been?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ass.
Give it to me now. Actually, so, it's probably been in Queen Hesh's ass at least once.
At least twice. The thing is, I got to, you know, he's rubbing his nose. Get it off the burn.
Get that man like some alcohol wipes.
For all of our listeners who had to put up with a lot of bullshit and me shutting down forums and shutting down links and stuff like that and going through the weirdness that this was, again, I got to say thank you for being patient, for being understanding as to what we were doing. We had a goal in mind. Unfortunately, we did not achieve our ultimate goal. We wanted to talk to this gentleman.
Gentleman. That's
you know, it's hard to bring a pussy up to the fucking microphone to defend himself. The thing is, he didn't even know that he was going to end up defending himself. That's even the best part.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's the whole goal. And I want to say a big thank you to everybody in the chat room and everybody on the podcast and everybody who's been listening.
And Joker.
And Joker.
My friend Joker, he asked me to put on my own personal MySpace. He said, we need you back at the show, man. And I know, and I told him I had to lie to him. I was like, it's not my decision, bro.
We had to lie to a lot of people.
I know.
Yeah, we had to lie. And that was the one thing that I hated the most, is just lying to people saying that you were. So that's why I made
hell,
sure.
Hell, we lied to Chief. Yeah. Chief was all distraught. What's going on with the drum? I leave and everything goes to hell. What's going on?
What happened? I leave and everything goes to hell.
Everybody hurts sometimes. No, you can't play that song, dude. That was the only way I was able to make it back from the vet the other night.
I'm not playing anything.
Don't you?
I'm not playing it. I told you I wasn't.
God damn it! This headphone thing over here is
quit fucking touching it.
Sorry.
Actually, I wanted to jam. You know, to
it or them.
You can, you know, just stop fucking with the wires.
Okay. What about the ones that go to the remote control? Never mind.
It's battery powered. Hello.
Sorry.
That is a tight.
Now I want to address something else. Now Murphy and Friends itself was completely a joke. There is no Murphy and Friends. The website's going to go away, and in its place, something else will appear. Not yet, but it will.
Yeah.
The show Murphy and Friends may live on in some fashion, but it definitely won't be what it was.
It'll live on in our hearts.
In our hearts, in our minds, and in my colon. But some very interesting video came out of Murphy and Friends.
That's me. I'm sorry.
And Stitz and I had a hell of a time with this one. Let's just say, guys, this Sunday, I'm going to put some video up. Oh, on Sunday, went in the normal Murphy and Friends slot.
By the way, I will point this out. Vert asks if we're keeping Spankwagon TV, right?
Yes.
Murphy and Friends is going to be a show on Spankwagon TV.
Yes, it will. Also, this Sunday, we will premiere the video not only of some of the planning sessions of this, of myself and Trench. We also have another video we're going to premiere on Murphy and Friends that is the afterbirth of Murphy and Friends that week. Oh, hang on. We got to turn that.
Sorry, I had you off.
Stitz and I discovered something
Jaws
wonderful.
Will drop.
Yeah, we discovered the adult, the Craigslist adult gig section. And let's just say we got a certain young lady on the phone who needed to make a little money, and we wanted to see exactly what she would do. We are going to premiere that video this Sunday, 9 p.m. Pacific time, as well as a little other video. We are going to be adding more shows to Spankwagon. We're going to be adding maybe some podcasts. We're going to be adding some media. Spankwagon, as you guys know it right now.
Dining with Decaf.
Dining with Decaf. That'd be great. We could visit chicken joints all over town.
I love fried chicken.
Spankwagon. Trench, can I talk about this? What we Spankwagon.net right now. Was that 3 minutes? Spankwagon.net as it is right now represents the radio show. That's going to change. Spankwagon.net is going to represent Spankwagon on the whole.
A culture.
Exactly. What is it? What we call it? A portal potty is exactly what it's going to become.
Spankwagon's going to become a portal potty.
You will find breakout areas for everything that is Spankwagon. You will find the Spankwagon media page. You will find photos, videos, everything. You'll find everything you need to know about Spankwagon Radio, about Spankwagon TV, about user submission. Guys, we're going to actually add a forum back in so people can discuss shit. A lot of things are going to cross over, but some things are going to be unique to each individual medium. Some things will only be radio. Other things will only be video. Spankwagon.net is going to go through a little bit of an evolution over the next little bit, and it's going to be really interesting to see it kind of pull through this. The show, Spankwagon Radio, we're back, baby. There's no other way around it. Myself, Decaf, there's no bad blood. There's no drama that went on. Nobody can ever split this show up.
No.
It's never going to happen.
Pure and simple.
Not even a bitch, man.
Not even when you pitched my asshole during Murphy and Friends.
Hey, look, you asked for it.
We were sitting on 100-year-old chairs. I was afraid that shit was going to break.
You were sitting on a 100-year-old chair. I'm sitting in this big stuffed desk chair. It's nice.
So I think everybody needs to just kind of pay attention. Everything is going to change again. In only the way Spankwagon can. As a matter of fact, one of the comments that I remember receiving during this 2 weeks when we were thinking that everybody was gone and Claude was coming in was the fact that Spankwagon can do this. And we're going to step up our own game a little more. We kind of proved to ourselves with all the planning we did for just tonight's show what we're actually able of doing. And we need to actually make that consistently funny. Or at least consistently there.
Well, I think I heard about 6,000 of my emails today.
Shit.
Yeah. Trust me, your emails are nothing compared to what I had going on with all these different parties about all this shit. So
I believe you.
Oh, well, my God.
Decaf's emails are always great because they're always very, look, let's just move past some of this crap and let's get back to doing what we do. He's very median on things, and I love that because he can really
wrap it up, B.
He can really bring that shit out of everyone. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Somebody give him a hard rap.
Hey,
did we promote our
No, we're going to do that right now with Canis Media.
Okay.
Or Canis Hosting.
Because you already did it once, right?
I did it once, but we'll do it again.
In the world.
Okay. Go for it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Spankwagon Radio. You'll find us live every week here at spankwagon.net. I've been Murphy.
A Big Daddy Decaf.
I am Trencher.
We're off, man.
We've also got Zuzu with us down there. Say hi, Zuzu. Oof, the hottest video production specialist we could have brought in.
Let's not sidetrack.
Part-time phone sex operator.
We also brought Stitz in with us tonight to help us pull this trick off. Guys,
Big thank you to Claude for coming in and starting off the
mad
show with us.
Mad props to Claude.
And to Westmar from the Wild Wild Westmar show.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Me and Westmar got some words, man. I got some issues with Westmar.
Issues.
You can listen to Westmar, kchost.net. You can listen to him on Tuesday nights. Check the time and listings.
That's right. You can find us on any of our syndicates and many other shows that might pique your interest as well. Trench, what is that list of syndicates?
Well, our syndicates, of course, are LV Rocks and LVRocks.com. Thank you very much for studio time, space, and free email. Big thank you to KC Host, Door From Hell Radio, Fox FM, Showdown Network, Steel City Radio. Jody, you know, from Steel City, has been run through the this one too. I'm sorry, dude. Radio X UK, thank you, Jawar. And Trax Radio out of Australia. Big thank you to all of our awesome syndicates.
Australia.
Any
Spankwag is worldwide, baby.
That's right. We're worldwide, bitches. Any of our lovely rivals out there would love to continue emailing these guys and try and getting us kicked off and take our spots. Feel free to keep on trying. It ain't going to work. You got one, and you can keep him.
Yeah, you can keep him. Big thank you also to everybody in the studio here. And also, if...
Do it, man.
If you're not live, you can find us in the archives.
Okay, I was just saying. You can get us podcasts.lvrocks.com to download the podcast and the past shows. Doesn't go all the way back to the beginning, but you know what? It's better that way.
Yeah, you don't want to hear that shit in the beginning. Guys, again, spankwagon.net is proudly hosted by canishosting.com. That's C-A-N-I-S hosting.com. Check them out. There are specials and deals like you wouldn't even believe. You can even get 50% off of an entire year. If you pay in advance, you get like a free domain, and I think someone may come over and give you a blowjob. I can't quote me on this one, but it's possibly there. Don't forget, guys, you can also find us on our MySpace, myspace.com/spankwagon, and Spankwagon Media.
That hasn't been updated in a while, but that's because
also, let's give out some quick mad props. Insomniac Brit, Virtual One, Radio X UK, Juke and Westmar were in the chat room. Radio Gods, yeah, we know. Mad props to all of you guys in the chat room. Thank you very much for hanging out and communicating.
Insomniac Brit is such a fucking awesome name. I love that fucking name.
Yeah, that's Flash FM, I believe.
Yeah, that's Andy from Flash. Yeah. So, guys, Spankwagon Radio, it's back. It never left. We love you. Stitz, your wonderful guest here in the studio, why don't you give us the last word of the night and we're getting out of here.
The last word of the night, waffles.
I love those.
Waffles.
Hey, tasty waffles.
Mary, thank you. That's a good one.